Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, about to examine the sources for the entire basis of the Mishnah that we have been dealing with, which is the demand of Lishma. Menalan Dabayin and Zvicha Lishma. So we'll start with, how do we know that the Shechita of a Korban has to be for the intent of that kind of korban, an olah for an olah, etc. De Amar Kra, ve'im zevach shlamim korbanot, beginning of the third parak of Sefer Vayikra, ve'im zevach shlamim korbanot, shetehe zvicha l'shem shlamim. So in other words, it's zevach shlamim, all it had to say was ve'im shlamim. Why mention zevach, a slaughtered korban? That the slaughtering has to be l'shem shlamim. Hi, v'dilma haynu shamayu. Maybe just that's the name of the korban, zevach shlamim. The answer is no. Midichtiv ha'makuvet dam hashlamim and azorek et dam hashlamim. Psukim that we're going to come back to in a few moments. And it doesn't have a loktiv zevach. It doesn't call them zevach shlamim. Hachaktiv zevach. Here it does say zevach. Shvaminash te zvicha l'shem shlamim. So we can infer that from there. Good. Ashkechan zvicha. That tells us shchita. Shra avodot minal. And how do we know that the other three avodot, kabbalah, holacha, and zvicha, have to be lishma? So we say, why don't we infer it from Zvicha? Zvicha is an avodah, needs lishma, so do the others. The answer is no. Mala Zvicha ken nifsala shelo l'shem ochlin v'pesach. Shchitam has a unique chumra to it, and that is that if you slaughter a korban pesach for people who are not fit to eat a korban pesach, it invalidates the whole korban, a unique halacha of korban pesach. And therefore we say, yeah, sure, you have a halacha of lishma with shchita, because shchita has this other chumra. El amar kra makrivet dam hashlamim. The second pasuk we looked at, the one who brings dam hashlamim close. What's that? Shetehe kabbalah l'shem shlamim. We already have shchita, we have zrika mentioned explicitly. What is makriv, to bring close? That is an allusion to kabbalat hadam. It refers to kabbalat hadam. Why does it say makriv et dam hashlamim? It chooses to say makriv et hadam. Shetei kabbalah l'shem shlamim. You have to receive the dam l'shem shlamim. That's one of the avodot. V'liichto rachmana b'kabbalah v'levav shchita minasun. And I'll flip it. Why doesn't the Torah just say makriv et dam hashlamim? And I don't need a pasuk to tell me that shchita is lishma. The answer is because the Kabbalah has its own chumr. Mishum deikal mifrach mal the Kabbalah shekem psula bazar uvishat. Shchita can be done by a man, a woman, a kohen, non-kohen, but Kabbalat Adam has to be done by a male kohen only. So therefore it's more chamur. So now I understand why I have sort of a pull in each direction, why shchita and Kabbalah both need to be written. Ashkachan shchita v'kabbalah zrika menalan. So how do I know that the fourth, and in a sense the most critical of the avodot, zrika, has to be lishma? V'chi teimalei lef mihani. I might think that I could infer it from those two. Malahani shekein to unot tzafon. But shchita and Kabbalah have a chumra relative to zrika, which is, in kodshe kodshim, the shchita of the animal has to be done on the north side of the azara, and of course the kabbalat adam is going to happen right there on the north side of the azara, whereas the zrika is going to happen right at the mizbeach, of course. V'yeshtar machataot primiot. There's another thing, is that no matter what the korban is, it always needs shchita, and of course always needs kabbalat adam. However, the chataot primiot, just as an example, the two chataot that we just dealt with in Masechet Horayot, which is the Parah Hamadav Shotzibur and Parah Kol Mashiach, are brought inside. The dam is brought inside and is never put on the Mizbeach. It's brought inside into the Mikdash and put onto the Parochet and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but it doesn't have any normal Zrikat Adam. And therefore, we would say, oh, Shchita and Kabbalah are only in the north, and every Korban has them, as opposed to Zrikat. So therefore, I need Alamakra Hazorek et Adam Hashlamim. The third pasuk that we saw, Hazorek et Adam Hashlamim, again, it could have just said Hazorek et Adam. Why does it say Adam Hashlamim? Shetei Zrika l'shem Shlamim. So now we see that Zrika has to be for the purpose of Shlamim. So now flip it. V'lichta Rachmanim Zrika v'leilaf mihaminah. So why doesn't the Torah just say Zrika? And I'll infer the others, because they're more chamor. The answer is Mishum Nikolamif Rachmanim Zrika shechein chayav alehazar mitah. If a non-kohen does Zrikat Adam, he's chayav mitah. As opposed to, Azar is allowed to do Shechita, if he does Kabbalat Adam, it's a Bitul Asay, but not a Chiyuv Mitah. So Shizrika, in a sense, is Chamur. Now, Ashkechan Kulu, so now we've got Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrikat Adam. What about the third of the four, Holacha Menalan, which is carrying the Dam from the place where you received it over to the Mizbeach. And I might think I could infer it from them. But Shchita, Kabbalah, and Zrika are things you cannot do without. But you could do without Holacha. For instance, if you did the Shchita right next to the Mizbeach, you wouldn't have to walk it anywhere. So it's not a necessary Avodah. So maybe there's also no demand of Lishma. So now we have to go back. It says, V'hikriv et ha'kol ha'mizbeicha. At the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, you bring everything ha'mizbeicha ve'amar mar. What's that referring to? Zu holachat evarim lakevesh. That's talking about literally bringing the parts of the animal up to the ramp. V'tanya, and we have a bright that says, V'hikrivu in the first parshan Vayikra. V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron zu kabbalat adam. That's a reference to kabbalat adam. We already saw makriv. It's a reference to Kabbalah. But notice a makriv, also hikriv is a reference to holacha. The apir rachmana b'lashon holacha. So why did the Torah use the same word for Kabbalat Adam as it uses for holacha, although that's holacha devarim, but walking something over? Remember the holacha lo tafka mechla Kabbalah. It uses the same word to tell you that holachat Adam is really a subset of Kabbalat Adam. If you will, we could say there's only three avodot. Shchita, Kabbalah and Zrika, but Kabbalah has two components to it, which is receiving the dam and then walking it over to the Mizbeach for purposes of Zrika. And therefore, whatever applies to Kabbalah now applies to Holacha. Good. V'yashkachan shinui kodesh. So we've solved the first problem, which is how do we know that all four avodot need to be done l'shem ha-korban, meaning shlamim l'shem shlamim. However, shinui ba'ali menalan, how do we know that you're not allowed to bring the korban for the wrong person? Which, of course, is not something that's addressed in the Mishnah. But once we've established Shinui Kodesh, let's deal with Shinui Baalim. Pinchas B'ri Ravami. Amarkra, V'zar Zevach Todat Shlamav. In introducing the Torah Todah in the second go-around, brief explanation. The first five prakim of Sefer Vayikra, which constitute Parshat Vayikra, deal with Torah Tamivim. The rules for those who bring korbanot is from the perspective of the Israel. You want to bring an olah, you want to bring a mincha, and then you want to bring a shlamim, and then you are obligated to bring a chatat and a nasham, etc. Parshat Tzav, the next two prakim, Zayin and Chet, deal with, Vav and Zayin, deal with Torah ha-makrivim. It is from the perspective of the Kohanim. And so all the Korbanot are reviewed from another perspective. And in that Perek, in Perek Zion, in discussing the Todah, it says, Uvesar Zevach Todat Shlamav, B'yom HaKivoy Yachel, should be eaten on that day. Notice the wording, Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Todah. Because all it would have to be say is, Uvesar HaTodah. Why does it say, Uvesar Zevach Todat Shlamav? To tell you that the Zvicha, the slaughtering, has to be for the purposes of a Todah. Right now, im eino inyan l'shinui kodesh, but I don't need that pasuk to tell me about shinui kodesh to nafkalan mehatam, because I already inferred that from the shlamim at the top of the page. Tenei inyan l'shinui balim, so I'll apply it to the next most reasonable thing, which is not subverting shlamim to something else, but rather from one owner to another, and saying I'm shechting it for somebody who's not the real donor. Okay, so now, v'hai l'ach yudata, is that pasuk really coming to teach that? We need it for something else. And by the way, we have the brightnesses of Asar, Zavach, Todat, Shlamav, Amachin, Omer, Mishim, Rabbi Eliezer, Baal, Lamei, Todat, Shchata, L'Shem, Shlamim, Shera, Shlamim, Shchata, L'Shem, Todat, Psula. If you offer up a Korban Todat and call it a Shlamim, it's valid. But if you offer up a Shlamim, L'Shem, Todat, it's invalid, meaning it's not called Lishma. Why? My phrase brings out is there. How did we get there, and how does that come out of our pasuk? Todah kriya shlamim, and shlamim kriyein todah. In our pasuk, it says zevach todat shlamav, which tells you that todah is a subset of shlamim and not vice versa. So if you call it todah shlamim, you're not calling it something incorrect, but if you call it shlamim todah, you are. And therefore, the halacha is not reversible there. Meaning it doesn't flip in equal, it's not symmetrical. Now, how do we then answer that we used this for Shinui Baalim? The answer is Anan mi Zevach Kamrinan. We got our halacha from the word Zevach, Uvasar Zevach Todat Shlamav, that the Shchita has to be for that purpose. You got that halacha from Todat Shlamav. Now, Akatmi Baile, but we still need Zevach for something else. And that is Chatat V'Asham Minayin. And that is, how do we know that Chatat and Asham can only be eaten for the day they're offered through the night and cannot be eaten the next day? The answer is, because we only know that halacha explicitly from a todah, from a todah. The answer is, it says, uvasar zevach todat shlamav, so the zevach, even another zevach, hatat and hasham, have the same halacha. That's something we'll get to later in the masachet. Talmud omar zevach. So the answer is, you're right, but imkein nichtov kra uvasar todat shlamav zevach. Meaning, then put the word zevach before the phrase, b'yomahu yachel. In other words, why write the word zevach before the name of the korban? My zevach todat shlamav, shvamin atarti. So we can infer two things. One thing from the use of the word zevach, and the second from the placement of the word zevach. The first one teaches us that chatat and hasham have the same time frame, and the placement of the word zevach tells us that zvicha has to be l'shem todah, and now it's not shinui kodesh, because we already got that, it's shinui bahalim. Now, ashkachan zvicha, all we know so far is that when you slaughter the korban, it has to be for the proper owner, and actually, to put a finer point on it, it has to be for purposes of doing zrika for the proper owner. Shar avodot menalan. How do I know that the other avodot have to be done l'shem the baalim? Chitei malei lef mizvicha, and we're going to try the same thing. Maybe we inferred from zvicha, and the same counter. Mal zvicha sheken posel shlo lo shelim ochlim besach. If you do shchita not for the proper eaters at the korban pesach, people who cannot eat like a chol at a zaken, then it is pasul. So shchita has its own chumra. We already saw that. So the answer is, we're going to do an end around. Say, Nemraz v'cha b'shini kodesh, Nemraz v'cha b'shini ba'alim. We have shchita mentioned at the top of the page in reference to shini kodesh, and shchita mentioned here in this pasuk, v'sar zevach todat shlamav, in the context of, as we have reframed it, shini ba'alim. What's the analogy? Maz v'cha mura b'shini kodesh, lo chilakta ben zvicha l'shar avodot. Just like in shini kodesh, we ultimately opened it up to all four avodot, avzvicha, mura b'shinui balim. So therefore, shechita b'shinui balim, we should bleed out to all four, lo techalek b'hem bein zvicha, l'shar avodot. And now all four of them should have the same halacha, which is no shinui balim. So ika l'mifrach, but you could challenge that, because shinui balim is not like shinui kodesh. It's not as severe. Mal shinui kodesh shekain a psula begufo, meaning the psul of shinui kodesh is about the animal itself, not about something separate, which is the donor. That's challengeable, and we will. V'yeshno barab avodot, and shinui kodesh applies to all four avodot. Shinui balim only applies to zrika, which means any of the avodot doing it intending to do zrika for the wrong guy. That's the issue. V'yesh, because the zrikas, when the balim have their kapara, v'yeshno lachar mita, shinui kodesh would apply whether or not the original donor is alive or has died in the meantime. You bring the korban, the yorshim bring the korban. V'yeshno v'tzibur k'v'yachid, and shinui kodesh would apply to a korban tzibur. Shinui balim wouldn't apply to a korban tzibur because it's the tzibur. V'yafagav v'tarti lav davki, even though two of those really are not so clear and not a matter of consensus, tarti miyadavki, but two of them certainly are, which means we certainly do have a leg up on Shini Kodesh over Shini Balim, and therefore, just because we know that all four avodot have a demand of Lishma in Shini Kodesh, doesn't mean we can apply it to Shini Balim, which is less serious. Now, let's see. Let's first of all knock out the two that are not consensus. Ma'ishta Shini Balim de lo have psul ha-gufo. You're claiming that Shini Balim is not a psul ha-guf, is not an invalidity in the animal itself. Why? Because machshava ma'alma. Because it's just a thought. It's a wrong thought. You're not touching the animal. It's like a mum. So shinui kodesh na machshava ma'alma. So shinui kodesh is the same thing. You didn't touch the animal. You just had a wrong thought. So that's not really a distinction. Neither one of them is pseudo begufo. Alakem and achshava pasla. The answer is you had the wrong machshava. You invalidated it. Hakanami kem and achshava pasla. Same with shinui balim. And that's not a distinction. So we knocked one of the four out. And also, Pinchas Bredu Avami Damar, we're going to see this later on Daf Zayin, Yeshini Balim Achar Mita, it's a machlok that he has with Rava, and he claims that even when somebody dies and their heirs bring the korban, it has to be done for the purpose of those heirs, and if not, then they have an obligation to bring it, which means there is such a thing as ownership, Achar Mita, so now that's another non-distinction, at least according to him. Nonetheless, Tarte Mia Ika Lemifrach. Nonetheless, we could still have two challenges to our equation of Shinui Balim being inferred from Shinui Kodesh, because Shinui Balim is lighter. There's two things, that it ain't no b'tzibur k'v'yachin, and ain't no b'arba vodot. So, Ela Amar Vashi, Amar Kra, Rashi says it comes from here. V'niyotza lo l'chaper alav. Meaning, what the Torah says, when you bring a korban, it is accepted for him being the owner. Alo v'lo achavero. Meaning for him, it's got to be brought for him and not for somebody else. And that's Shini Balim right there. V'hai l'hachi u'data. Is that pasuk really coming to teach that? Hai b'ayle l'chadetanya v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. This we saw already in the first shiur. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, meaning Rabbi Shimon Omer et she'alav, meaning anytime that the formulation of the obligation is harei alai, anytime you accept it upon yourself, chayav v'achrayuto. But she'no alav eno chayav v'achrayuto. The essential difference between a nedava, a neder, and a nedava, and that is when you say harei alai olav, for instance, and then if the animal you separate doesn't make it, you have to get another one. On the other hand, you say harei zu, which is not alai, and you say that animal's an olah, if it doesn't make it, doesn't make it. And you don't have a chayiv achriut, you don't have to provide another one. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdi, right time, I came in the mar alai, kiman detoin le'akat fidami. So what's the reason? Because when you say harei alai, it's like you have the obligation on your shoulders, and you have to fulfill it. And so therefore, it's all l'chaper alav, it's for that purpose. The answer is ravashi mi v'nirtzan lo l'chaper kamar. The key word for the issue of achrayut is alav. Ravashi is saying it from v'nirtza lo, meaning lo, v'lo l'chavero, and that's where Shini Balim comes from. Good, so now ashkachan zvicha uzrika. So now what we've solved is shchita has to be l'shem Balim, and zrika, the end of the process, has to be l'shem Balim, that's from v'nirtza lo, because ritsui, acceptance, is zrika. Kabbalah minala, and how do we know that Kabbalat Adam has to be l'shem HaBalim? And now, again, we're going to do the same thing. Maybe we could infer Kabbalah from Shchita and Zrika. So, Mal is Zvicha Zrika, Shekena Vada, Shechayin Allah Bachutz. That's not true, because Shchita and Zrika, slaughtering and putting the dam, are things that if you were to do them outside, bring a korban to Hashem, outside of the precincts of the Azara, you'll be chayav for shchutei chutz or for mzorek bachutz, but not kabbalat adam bachutz. So there's a chumra of shchita and zrika that doesn't exist for this is for kabbalah. Ela am Ravashi, again Ravashi comes to save the day. Atya me'el nazir. When a nazir finishes his nazirut successfully, he brings three korbanot, and one of them is an ayil elishlamim, a ram. Dichtiv et ha'ayil yaseh zevach shlamim. Why did it say zevach shlamim? Shete asiyato yaaseh l'shem shlamim. Now, v'im eino inyan l'shinui kodesh, that can't be referring to shinui kodesh, because in nafka mihatam we've already gotten a source for that. Now, inyan l'shinui baalim, that must be for shinui baalim, and parenthetically you could say, and we don't need it for shchita or zrika, because they've got to recover them, it must be for kabbalah. Amar, and because the word asiyah could apply anywhere. Rav acha bar abba l'rava. So he turns to Rav and says, why don't I read the pasuk a little differently? Ema ya'aseh, ya'aseh zevach. Ya'aseh is a klal. It refers to anything you do, any action of korban. Zevach is a prat, meaning a shchita. And therefore, I'm not going to read ya'aseh as whatever last thing I need, which is kabbalat adam. Let me read it tighter and say ya'aseh zevach. And now, what's the rule of klal uprat? Whenever a general statement followed by a detail, ein makal mashav prat. The general statement is limited by the detail, which means zvicha in midiach v'nilo. Only shchita. So it may have another source that shchita has to be the shem of alim. Doesn't get us anywhere. So Rava's answer is iktiv ya'aseh shlamim zevach kedekamart. If it was written that the ayil should be done as a shlamim zevach, then you'd be right. But hashtediktiv ya'aseh zevach shlamim, in other words, if it said ya'aseh shlamim, that would be a klal, meaning a general statement, anything you have to do with the shlamim. And then zevach limits it to shchita. But now that it says ya'aseh zevach shlamim, the word ya'aseh is so unspecific, it is a klal she'ino malei. It doesn't tell us anything. Rava has a rule, which is that anytime you have a klal, but it's totally ambiguous as to what it means, yaseh, it's not a klal uprat. It's waiting for the prat to tell us what the word means. Yaseh zevach shlamim. Ravina amar, so therefore, yaseh is not a klal, and therefore your question is gone. Ravina amar leolam danin. And what he may mean by that is, even if you say that you could use an incomplete klal as a klal, the next word is Yasevach Shlamim Ladunai, V'Lashem Chazar V'Chalal. So you have a klal, meaning Yaseh klal, Zevach Prat, L'Hashem klal, meaning anything you do for Hashem. And therefore, klal prat uklal, it's now Ein Danin Elokein HaPrat. We'll see this in a minute. We have to fine-tune it for a second, and then we'll see it. Ravachami Divtel Ravin. He turns to Ravin and says, V'Halo Dami Klal HaKamal HaKal HaBatra. The first call and the second call are not of equal levels of expansion. Klala kama, the first one is marba asiyot v'tulo, only different asiyot, meaning the different avodot. Yase, shchita and kabbalah and zrika. Klala batra, kol Hashem. But the second klala is lashem, which means anything that's done in the mikdash, afilu shfichat shiraim, even throwing out the remains, haktarat ha'burnim, burning up the fats and everything else. Which means that the first klal is limited to specific avodot, the last one is anything you have to do. So Ravina's answer is Atana Rebbe Shmuel. We have Atana Rebbe Shmuel. Remember, all of the rules of Kala Prat come from the school of Rebbe Shmuel, so this is a good authority to rely on. Bikali Prati Darish Ki Agavna. Atana Rebbe Shmuel uses such klalim and uses the rule of Kala Prat Uklal, even when the first klal and the second klal are not of equal expansive magnitude. So therefore, what is the limud klal uprat uklal? Well, how does a klal uprat uklal work in the school of Rabbi Shmuel, which, by the way, is so much informs Torat Kohanim? Remember, the Braita of Rabbi Shmuel with the 13 hermeneutic rules is essentially the introduction to Torat Kohanim. So how does that rule work? You use the prat to guide the klal, meaning whatever specific characteristics are true about the prat, you now create a list that share those characteristics for the klal. What's the list? What's the characteristics? What do we know about zvicha? Shchita is an avodah, and it needs to be lishmo, and now it's a shem ba'alim. Avkol avodah v'in lishmo, so therefore every avodah needs it. Not so fast. But remember, the prat is not just an avodah, it's an avodah that if you did it b'chutz, you'd be chayiv. So I could expand it to zrika. So therefore, I say, well, shchita, which is the prat, I know has a special characteristic that you'd be chayiv if you did it b'chutz. So therefore, I can expand it now by kol prat uklal to zrika, but it doesn't get me kabbalah, which what this whole race is, what this whole search is about. So inami, I could go the other way. What do we know about shchita? It has to be on the north side and exist even for chatot pnimiyot. So I can go two ways with this. I can either say shchita and zrika is now expanded from shchita because I'm looking at shchita from the perspective of its liability b'chutz. Or I could say Shechita and Kabbalah are in. It expands to Kabbalah because I'm looking at the demands of Tzafon and Chator Pimiyot, and then Zrika is not in. So the answer is, you're right. You could look at it this way. You could look at it that way. And Shkulin in. And that means the two perspectives are absolutely equal. One is no more compelling than the other. They have Oshnein. So therefore, in it, indeed, I'm able to include both, which is Shechita, Zrika, and Kabbalah. Leish Nachrina, there's another way of saying the same, which is Echad Echad, a Teiku B'Milti. Everything stays where it is, which means I have Shechita and Zrika and Shechita and Kabbalah. Everything stays. Not because I can't decide. They all come in. Either way, it's the same thing. Ibaiteima, I have another way of looking at it, though. Zrika and Ravashi Nafka. The Zrika itself I get from Ravashi's Limud above from the aisle. And Kabbalah, I'm going to get from this Kalu Pradu Kal. Now, Ashkechan El Nazir. All of this is great because it gives us the El Nazir, but Char Shlamim and Alan. What about all Shlamim? Chitem and I left me El Nazir. If you think El Nazir is a good model, Mala El Nazir, Shekin Yeshimahim Dayim Damim Achirim, and Nazir brings three korbanot, a Chatat and an Ola, along with the Shlamim. So maybe the rule is that whenever you bring a Shlamim with other korbanot, it has to be Lishma. But I don't know that when I'm bringing a shlamim alone, it has to be l'shem ha'balim. The answer is imke nichtov shalmei. The pasuk says v'ta'ayil yaseh zevach shlamim. Why didn't say shalmei? My shlamim. Why didn't say shlamim? What about kol shlamim? All shlamim are the same. Good. That's fine. But ashkachan shlamim. That just tells me shlamim have to be l'shem ha'balim. Shar kol korashim analan. How do I know the korashim have to be like that? And by the way, it's a good question because shlamim is the korban in which the balim have the greatest investment or the greatest connection because they're going to eat the meat. Maybe in Olah, the Shem Balim is not important. Chitei Monei Lefi Shlamim, if you want to learn from Shlamim, say, Mala Shlamim, Shekein Tu'unin Smicha, Unisachim, Tuvayet Chazer Ashok. And this is sort of what that means. Korban Shlamim has all sorts of things that accompany it. First of all, the individual has to put his hands on the Korban Smicha. Second, that's true about other korbanot, but not all. Nisachim, he has to accompany the Shlamim, have to come along with wine and with grain offering. And also you have to lift up the certain parts of the body that go as a matana lakohanim. That's not true about an olah, for instance, because it all goes to Hashem. So shlamim have a unique character. El Amar Kra, this is the king pasuk that we're going to use several times here. Zot haTorah, at the end of the Torah haKorbanot, Zot haTorah laolah v'lamincha v'lachatan v'lasham v'lamiluim u'lezev l'chashlamim. Meaning, all the korbanot are listed, and shlamim is last. Hekishana katuv shlamim. All korbanot are compared to shlamim. Ma shlamim ben shuni kodesh ben shuni ba'alim ba'inan lishma. Just like with shlamim, as we've already established, you have to say it l'shem shlamim, and l'shem the right person who brought it. Means it can't say shlamim l'shem olah, that's shuni kodesh, and it can't be shalmei shimon for shalmei ruven, that's shuni ba'alim. Therefore, af kol ben shuni kodesh ben shuni ba'alim ba'inan lishma. Therefore, all korbanot have to be brought for the proper kind of korban they are and for the proper donor. Good. So now, so now let's just take it to the next logical step, which is, if you don't do it right, it should be pasul. And by the way, our entire premise here is, with the exceptions of Pesach and Chatat, and according to Eliezer Asham, they're not pasul, they just don't count for the Baalim, which means they are a desideratum, but not a sine qua non, meaning ideally you do it, but they are not market. So Amar Kra, here's the reason, and we saw this already. The Torah says, do what you promised to Hashem as you gave a neder, a nedava. So, hi nedava, neder, how can you call it nedava? It's a neder. Nedava is when you say, I'm bringing this animal. And neder is when you say, I'm accepting upon myself an obligation. So there, Ella im kamashna darta sita yeneder, meaning if you did what you were supposed to do properly and it was shechted for you, then and properly kodesh, then it's a neder and you did it. Vimla, but if not, then you hain nedava. It still goes on the mizbeach as a nedava. You just still owe your neder, which wasn't fulfilled. So now, why do I need both the psukim zot haTorah and motzas fatecha? Psukim 9 and 10 on the handout. Sorry, motzas fatecha, sorry, zot haTorah. Why di ikat avachmana motzah if I had pasuk 10? Motzas fatecha nishmor ve'asita. Remember, there's nothing in that pasuk that says anything about avodah or korbanot or anything. It just says, do what you promised to Hashem. Havi amena, lo yada b'mai. Right? I wouldn't know what it's talking about. So, avachmana zot haTorah. That's why I have zot haTorah that ties it down specifically to korbanot and all korbanot like shlamim. Because I would want a zot haTorah. If I only had zot haTorah, I would think I've made a leap pasul. I would think of the question that we just raised, which is, if you do it wrong, it should be pasul. Therefore, Katav Rachmana Motzas Fatecha. Therefore, the Torah wrote Motzas Fatecha that even if you don't do it properly, it still could be a nedava, of course, depending on what, and later on in the parak, we'll get to the exceptions and why they are exceptions. But in the meantime, we're going to investigate this further. And an interesting story about a question that Rish Lakish posed, and he refused to get up until he got an answer, and then we will analyze that at length. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.